Welcome to 50 Shades of Success number 4, where the topic is guided by and on the subject of outlines for episodes. I am your host, Bronze Cooley. I first want to say that I apologize for missing last week's episode, but as you know, the holidays sometimes will preoccupy us, and unfortunately I missed that episode. So hopefully, moving forward, we'll catch every Monday. So whether you are filming a stream, an episode, staging a product, or recording a podcast, an outline is an important element to the success of that of your content. Yes, you can get away with run and gun style content, but if you're wanting to build a reputable content that your audience can rely on, try an outline. Don't take it that you need to write out your script unless you feel it will keep you on track and want to identify the points where your sponsored content will be injected, because it can still be done with a simple outline. There are many ways to write an outline, and I'm sure you're shaking your head because you remember those days in school of those monotonous outlines. But hey, this is the real world, and that was one of those things you learned in school that will apply to the real world. I don't want to get into all types of outlines you can write and encourage you to research online for those outline types and find one that best suits your content. I personally use bullet points and jot notes next to each of those bullet points to refresh my mind of what that bullet point is about. The note can also indicate special thoughts about a particular bullet point. For example, in number 3 episode, Online Personality Encounters, I spoke about superfans. The note I placed next to it was to remind me to discuss don't leave them behind and don't set them up for unreasonable expectations. An important message that I'm sure is too often forgotten. Some of the key points you'll want to add to your outline, regardless of what you choose to write in, are the following: your channel name, your name, or your online personality name, encouraging subscribing, and the topic. Then followed by the major points of your discussion and minor points if they support the major points. If you develop an effective outline and try to apply it to each recorded content, you'll find that it's easier to develop the content and your audience will learn your style of content quicker. It will also ensure that you've gotten everything you wanted in your content that you wanted. For those asking, okay, how does this apply to product staging? Well, certainly. When you're about to release a product, you want to make sure that you're involving your current fan base and hype up new members or clients, outlining how you'll bring the information to the public, most often handled by a public relation group, can be done by you. Please note that I'm not a full expert on public relations, but have enough experience to be dangerous. Outlining the release of many components, for example, a web page dedicated to the product, links, social accounts, web crawler pings, search engine optimizations, or SEOs for short, knowing what to tackle in order is important for a smoother release. So give it a try. Worst case scenario, you go off on a tangent and disregard the rest of your outline, but hopefully it brings you back more centered, and this, my friend, is another stepping stone, and you can call it a success. Thank you for listening, and if you haven't done so, please click that subscribe button and share it with your friends. You never know who among your friends have a like mind and will to find this useful, and who knows, may encourage your friendship and a collaboration on ideas. And next week, we're going to talk about targeted versus actual audience. See you on Monday. Thanks.